want some scores?
Yes, I do.
Mishawaka, 22. Wallasey, 17 in the third. Plymouth trails Concord, 20-18 in the third. And would you believe the Northridge leads Northwood 31-27 in the third?
And that's at Northridge, right?
Yes, I believe that it is.
I bet that place is rocking.
Carson Gould out top to Bricker, who starts the third quarter. He's out there with Jaeger, Heckman, and Jackson Gould. Carson to the right wing. Cross to Heckman. He'll shoot a 22-footer. It's in and out. Carson Gould got to the rebound, but he stepped on the end line. It's out of bounds to Goshen. I thought that was going in. It's just a little bit long.
And that one went up a little bit softer than what you've seen Drew kind of shoot from the perimeter. It had some arch on it and some backspin, so you can see the shot progressing into what they're hoping they can get in the six-week span between now and the sectional.
Hill against Bricker behind his back, spins outside the lane and shoots it in. Deacon Hill with 12. He had 14 in their last game out. And they lost to Concord 57-41. Pass the wing, tip back to Jackson Gould. 9 lead changes. Heckman out top to Jackson. Back to Heckman on the right against Weddle. He's starting to size him up. Takes him in the lane. He goes left. No foul called. Bechtel grabbed his arm. Play goes on. Bechtel the other way. Leans in, shoots it up, and shoots it in. 30-27 Red Hawks. Matt Moore wants timeout and gets it. 6:36 left to play third quarter. It's a full timeout for the Tigers. They trail 30-27. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Tiger Bowl after the timeout. They trail by 3. Heckman out to Jaeger. Finds Jackson Gould cutting from the left to the top of the circle. He shoots. He misses. And Weddle had the rebound, lost it, then gets it back for Goshen. They've got a 3-point lead to basketball. This is as comfortable as either team really has been here in the first three quarters. Bechtel, near side to Werthmann. Left side down to Alford. Down to Hill outside the block. All the way across to Bechtel. He bobbled it. They say he never had control until play goes on. Werthmann left of the key beyond the arc. Out top. It's knocked away. Carson Gould couldn't quite get to it. Bechtel races back 5-on-4. They could not take advantage of the mismatch. Out top, Heckman knocked that away, but Bechtel ends up with it again. Alford out to Weddle. Hands back to Werthmann. He drives into Heckman. Throws it back out to Hill. Hill against Jackson Gould. Fell down with the ball. Whistle. Timeout taken by the Redhawks. This will be a 30-second timeout. 5:34 left to play in our third quarter. Goshen leads 30-27 over Warsaw, and we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Goshen ball just above the foul line, extended the court to our left. Bechtel throws it in. Out to Hill off the inbounds for 3, and he hits it. Deacon Hill is having the biggest game of his season. He's got 15 points. And Warsaw trails 33-27. Tigers need a hoop, and they threw it away. Bricker cut up the baseline. Heckman threw it to the corner, and there was nobody there to catch it except the Warsaw cheerleaders, and they're not eligible. And now the Redhawks are in as control of the game as anybody has been, JV or varsity, all night long.
And we talked about how big the first 3 minutes of this third quarter is, and it's pretty obvious. It's a 10-8 round if it was boxing right now, Goshen, because they came out so far at the start of this third quarter and dominated play.
Weddle out to Hill, who's got Trey Davis on him. Now they throw it down to Weddle outside the block against Jaeger. Spins the baseline side, leans under him. He should have traveled. He did travel. He's trying to get underneath Jaeger, and he took an extra step. Michael Wolford didn't think so. Jackson Gould and Martin into the game for the Tigers for Heckman and Jaeger.
This is a time where somebody's got to find a way to make a play, because so far in this third quarter, nothing has gone the Tigers' way. You know, Goshen's been able to hit shots. Somebody's going to have to sit down and make a play, whether it be offensively or defensively, to give your team a little bit of momentum.
Carson Gould, right wing. Starts left and throws it back to the right wing to Trey Davis. Out top to Jackson. To Martin off a screen. Far side to Bricker. Back to the near side for Jackson. Jackson sees the double team. Got around to both and put it up. No good. Tipped by Trey Davis. No good. Back up Carson Gould. No good. Tipped and grabbed by Bechtel. And then the ball is loose and we're going to have a held ball. 3 Tigers fouled Bechtel at some point. None were called, and Michael Wolford can't believe it.
And he has every right to be upset. I think Carson got him first, and then somebody literally pulled him down, and we could see that one on our end because it was a good angle, and Coach Wolford was not happy, and I don't blame him.
Well, a really interesting time in the game. A team in Warsaw that's had trouble scoring points of late can't get too far behind. At the moment, they're down six. Bogosian's got the ball. Alford to Hill out on the left. He's got 15 of their 33. The ball rolls out of bounds, and Trey Davis made it do so. Panarski and Eldridge into the game for the Redhawks. And right away, Luke Gager to the scores table to match beef for beef. Bricker comes out.
Normally, it's the home team in hockey that gets the last line change, but right there, Coach Moore sees Eldridge going in, and right away, he makes the last line change to get Jaeger in.
Panarski in the inbounds, ball knocked away. Carson Gould couldn't get there, and Goshen maintains possession. Panarski to throw it in, into the backcourt to Bechtel, who was wide open. Now Carson Gould will come out and play him. Bechtel across the line, left side Panarski. Outside to Werthmann, who banged into Bechtel, his own guy. Now he picks up his dribble after one, throws it down in deep. Eldridge into Jaeger. He shoots it in. Eldridge with four, and it's 35-27, Goshen by eight. Midway through quarter three, Martin. The Tigers have not scored yet. Jackson Gould, top of the circle. Off to Carson Gould on the right. Back to the far side for Jackson. Down in deep, Jaeger against Eldridge. Backs him down in, backs him a little farther, backs him one more time. Half hook is good. Timeout, Matt Moore. A 30 here with 3:34 left to play in the third quarter. Tigers break the drought of the period. It's a 30-second timeout. We're back at 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jared Shaw back at Intera Gym at Goshen High School. The basket by Jaeger at 3:34 of the third quarter is their first basket of the third. It gets them to within six at 35-29. Now Warsaw is in a zone defense. Bechtel lobs over the top to Panarski. Back to Bechtel. Now it looks like Warsaw's changed up, going man-to-man. Hill against Jackson Gould. Hill about 38 feet from the basket. Goes left, banks into Jackson. Out to Eldridge, right back to Hill. Hill off a screen to the right, hands off to Panarski. Panarski dribbles the center circle, almost ran into his own guy, hands off to Bechtel. 2:54, clock running, third quarter. Goshen with the ball in a six-point lead. Out to the top for Werthmann. Right side, Bechtel. Down in deep for Eldridge. Eldridge against Jaeger. Takes him in, shoots a lefty, foul call. He is really having an easy time sliding that right foot around Jaeger's right foot to get to the basket.
Well, and the problem is he's just able to post up so low. He gets it in prime real estate down there low where he can go up and make his move. You got to try to play a little bit of defense before he starts to post, try to force him to get to about 12 feet because then he's going to have to ball handle a little bit more, and that's to the defense's advantage.
Eldridge made the first. He gets one more. 36-29. Second one up. That one's good, too. He's two out of four at the free throw line. 37-29. Red Hawks by eight. 2:38 left to go, third quarter. Trey Davis. Right side, Carson Gould. Finds a cutting Martin. He got hammered, and now the whistle sounds. Eldridge can't believe it. He's got his first foul. That's the part I can't believe.
Yeah.
And he's only got one foul. Free throws coming in here for Brant Martin, who's an 84% free throw shooter. Only Bricker is better. Martin at the line, shooting a pair, looking for his first point to the game. And he's got the first one. 37-30. And one more for the 6 foot, 3 inch sophomore, Brant Martin, who averages 7 points a game. It's up there and in. So Martin makes two to make it 37-31. 2.5 minutes left to play here in our third quarter at Goshen. Hill to the timeline against Trey Davis. Goes behind his back, now settles into the center circle. Picks up his dribble, finds Bechtel. Bechtel drives the right side of the lane. Off-balance shot is good. Quinn Bechtel's got nine. It's 39-31. Gould up the baseline against Bechtel shot it, missed it. Rebound, Workman lost it. Grabbed by Trey Davis. Out to Martin, top of the circle. Back to the right, Jackson Gould. Drives to the elbow, one hands it across to Jaeger. Jaeger into the corner, Carson Gould out to Jackson for a 25-footer, no good. And Workman grabs the rebound for Goshen. So the Tigers blink, and now with an 8-point lead, Goshen's got the ball with 1:45 left to play in the third quarter.
They got a second opportunity there, and Jackson was open and almost knocked that one in.
Workman right side to Bechtel. Now they got Jaeger over the top, ball tipped in the lane, and grabbed by Alford on the left wing. Alford squares up, turns a complete circle, and then takes it back out. Out of Bechtel on the far side of the center circle. Holds, and everybody kind of takes a breath. Now Bechtel dribbles to the near side, hands off to Alford. Not a Hill. Hill to the baseline against Trey Davis. Stops, falls, fires, and hits again. In the middle two quarters, he's been virtually unstoppable, and Goshen now has a 10-point lead with a minute to play in the third quarter. Trey Davis at the top, hands off to Martin. Martin back to Carson Gould. Gould left side, Jackson Gould. Back out to Carson. Who on this floor besides Jackson Gould is going to take a big shot? Jackson left side, 25-footer, yes. Gould with his first points of the second half makes it 41-34 with 42 seconds to play in the third.
I think you just hit the key right there. Who else is going to be able to step up and take a big shot? Because they will do everything they can to take Jackson away the remainder of the game.
Bechtel in the center circle. Carson Gould puts his hand right in front of Bechtel's face. I mean, within an inch or two. Alford throws it out top. Worthman back to Alford. Hill's down there on the block, but he's well covered by Trey Davis. Now to Bechtel near the center line. Runs into Carson Gould, and Gould gets a blocking foul for it. Carson with his first. Heckman into the game for Trey Davis for the Tigers.
Carson's not comfortable being in the third quarter with no fouls. Like, that was almost like, hey, I've got to get one here.
Bechtel to throw it in right down next to the PA announcer. Down here at courtside. They got a really good crew that runs the game here. Never have to worry about the time. Never have to worry about the score. PA guy is excellent. Hill clears out the top to the left elbow. Left side, Worthman for three. In and out. Rebound to Jaeger for the Tigers. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Goshen 41, Warsaw 34 after three. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.